Chapter 15.
I can't define a hero. All I know is that it's someone you probably don't notice. But when you find out what they did and how modestly they did it, you can never shake off the feeling that you're cut from a lesser cloth. And you find that braggarts suddenly offend you a great deal more than usual. Admiral Yularen, Republic Fleet, declining to discuss the matter of the Republic's war heroes with Holonet News.
Second landing platform, 3 kilometers from Teth. Monastery.
Anakin wondered if a 3-meter carnivorous hunting fly bore grudges. He still held the creature in a force grip as it flew in a straight line, more or less, toward the ship that held out the last hope of pulling off this mission. The fly didn't want to go there, and it didn't want passengers. It took all Anakin's concentration to control its direction and stop it from plunging down through the trees to scrape off what it clearly regarded either as parasites or an uppity lunch item. When we get close enough to solid ground, Snips, jump and run! Ahsoka was now sitting astride the fly, just behind its wings and in front of Anakin. You think it's that dangerous? It's an ornithopter with the mind of a womp rat, and we caught it by luring it with a mating call. So work it out for yourself.
I thought you were supposed to be good with animals.
Machines. I'm good with machines. And that was what he was banking on. As the landing platform got nearer, he could see that the ship standing on it was a freighter that had seen better days. I can get anything to fly, but I pushed my luck with this guy. Neither would say it aloud, but Anakin thought it. If he couldn't get that ship airborne, they'd be stuck on yet another plateau in hostile territory, with no way out but down into the jungle, or wrestling with the local flying fauna. Anakin glanced to one side to check that R2-D2 was keeping up. From the backpack, Rata made awful gagging and wheezing sounds.
Rata's sounding pretty rough, Master.
He's up one moment and down the next, and he's still alive. Do you know how hard it is to kill a Hutt? You can't even poison them. They regrow body parts. They can live for 1,000 years. Rata isn't some delicate snow bloom or anything.
What is it with you and Hutts?
I spent too much time with them to ever like them, and that's all you need to know. Anakin regretted it as soon as he said it. He'd made it sound more as if he'd had some wild, dark past, and nothing was better guaranteed to keep Ahsoka asking questions than that. If he explained he'd been a Hutt slave, she'd dig away at it until all the bad stuff came out. It was hard enough telling Padme, and she was his wife. Wife. It was such a serious and wonderful word. It shouldn't have been a guilty secret. Anakin wondered what would happen if he told Yoda straight out that he had a wife, that he didn't agree with all the arbitrary Jedi rules on avoiding love and attachment, and ask him, respectfully, what he was going to do about it. He'd have to tell Kenobi first, though, and that was going to be much harder, because he heard that Kenobi had faced the same choice as Anakin, but had walked away from the love of his life and done things strictly by the Jedi book.
How can that be right? How can that make us better Jedi?
No, Anakin would say nothing. He weighed the corrosive effect of keeping secrets from his old master against the storm that would be unleashed if he confessed to his marriage.
I have a war to fight, and Padme is nobody's business but mine. That ship's looking worse by the minute, Ahsoka said. But it only has to get us to Tatooine, right?
That's the spirit. The cup is half full.
How are you going to land this bug?
Seriously?
Yes.
Okay. I'll make it settle with a forced push and hold it there while you make getaway with Rata. Then I'll back away, release the force hold, and hope it flies off relieved to be rid of us. Anakin had tried to reach out to the hunting fly in the Force, and calm it the way he'd seen Kenobi do with dangerous animals. But its mind was so alien, so unfathomable, that Anakin had backed off in case he made matters worse.